Case number 10 is the last case, 22-208.
It's probably 6-9.
I was going to say, that was the 6-9.
I can't rule it out.
Sorry, that's an assumption.
That's just a good guess.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your patience. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Good afternoon. Detective Jason Ackland, Police Department. My name is spelled A-K-L-I-N.
Detective, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure, just to let it be known. Signing of this denial letter was sent. I'm brand new to the Detective Bureau, so the Junior Detective Police Department, Pittsburgh Permits. So I'm being trained up for it. So if you look at the, I'm sure you guys have a record of it, if you look at the denial letter, it's signed by the Detective Sergeant of the unit at that time. So obviously I looked it over, and I got a hearing notice, but I'm assuming. I can't answer to why the detective sergeant did denial. Looking at it, I can make the assumption, but I don't want to make assumptions.
Okay.
Just want to put that out there.
So is he a convicted felon?
He was arrested for a felony.
It's not what I asked.
No.
Okay, no. Because if no. he is, we were done. That's why.
It doesn't state on his SPRC.
Just wanted to get that out there so
correct.
We know. Because if he is, then we were sort of done. But
right.
No.
Yeah, just I looked up. He was a youthful offender in New York for burglary third, which would be a felony. And from a New York court's website, whatever that's worth, it says the youthful offender status is not a criminal conviction. I'll read what I got.
Chief? I can't hear you.
Yeah, it's from newyorkcourts.gov. I don't know if that's an official site or not. That's the problem with using these things. But it says benefits of YO. The youthful offender record is not a criminal record. It is automatically sealed and does not have to be reported on the application for college or work as a criminal conviction. It does not disqualify the youthful offender from holding public office or public jobs. So I took that as it's probably, he has it, it's much like the last case we had with Massachusetts. There we can see it, but it's probably not a felony conviction. But I don't say that with 100% certainty. But the issuing authority thinks that's the case. So.
Sir, you're not a convicted felon, are you?
No, I'm...
Okay. To your knowledge, are you?
As a youthful offender.
Okay.
In New York, and another part of it was at the time the adults of authority involved, and there were some written references I saw. The youthful offender was made me eligible to answer in the negative.
Right.
If ever asked for filling out an application about.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true for us, but the more important thing is you don't have a felony conviction, because if you do, we cannot even discuss it. It doesn't matter what you did on your application. We wouldn't be able to talk about it. We couldn't issue. So, it doesn't look like he does, but I'm not 100% sure of that.
Doesn't that disqualifier appear on something that is generally run in the background?
Should show up on his triple I. Or
yeah, it should, and the issuing authority says it doesn't.
That he's a convicted felon on his triple I. Does not.
Does that arrest show up at all?
Yes.
Does it show? It says YO, right?
I'm sorry?
It says youthful offender?
It does not specify youthful offender status, but it just gives a date and the jurisdiction and the crime and the severity of it, which is a felony.
Does it say disposition?
It does not give a disposition.
Where did we get youthful offender then?
I submitted.
Ah, okay. That's
what I obtained records. Copies of them.
I think he's applied.
Sir, do you live in West Haven?
I do.
Just talk to a location.
Okay. So, Detective, did you make an opening statement? I'm sorry, it's been a long day. You made an opening statement?
Yes.
Did you, You did not make an opening, would you like to make an opening statement?
My opening statement, just to summarize, I was a bit shell-shocked when I got the denial letter referencing convicted felon, because that means everything I'd seen, heard, read, and been told over the last almost 30 years would be rendered moot. I was disappointed, confused, frustrated, because I had always filled out, applications, including background checks in good faith, whether it was for when I was working with youth in state custody or, as a Cub Scout den leader. And here all along, I thought I was doing the right thing. Lucky enough to have gotten the benefit of youth welfare at the time. I remember the lawyer my family hired, my father, the judge, wagging their finger, telling me it's a get out of jail free card, where it's as if it never happened, and I can answer in the negative. So that meant its weight in gold to me, and obviously I was very ashamed at the time to have been in the position to get into that trouble, and I was just I was very grateful to have qualified for youthful offender. And when I got this letter, it just sort of threw me off. And I was, like I said, I was very confused. There was never any intent to withhold any information about my background. I thought I was really, as it stated in some statutes, able to answer in the negative when filling out applications or answering questions regarding arrest history.
Detective, do you want to say anything else?
No.
I didn't get the impression you did.
I'm sorry?
I didn't get the impression you did, but if you have anything to add. Sir, do you have any questions for the detective?
I would just like to know how the term convicted felon appears on this letter, since my case was adjudicated as a full offender. But I understand you were not directly involved at the time. So
to answer your question, I was looking at the notes that the detective sergeant made at the time. So the denial letter was sent out in
June 2021,
right? And then he said he noted that he left you a message on your phone to get clarification on the arrest.
Right.
On June 11th, 2021, he reached out to you, left a message. And as of 6/15/21, there was no callback from the appellate. That was notes taken by the detective sergeant at the time that you put down here. And then the appellant submitted paperwork, or discharge paperwork, and disposition. I guess it was disposed through probation. That was submitted. I'm assuming thereafter 6/15/21. So pretty much this gets put in the file as a denial letter, and then it doesn't come up until here we are to here. In the SPRC, which is the state police record check, it says a felony arrest, but it doesn't specify it's a felony conviction. So he probably just looked at, like I said, I don't want to assume, but if it came to me and I saw that there was a felony arrest, I would reach out to you to get disposition paperwork to see. But it doesn't specify, it doesn't say that you're a convicted felon.
Does that answer your question? Yes, I did. Get back in touch with Sergeant Liska.
Yes.
And I remember he did use the term arrest even though the convicted felon appeared on paper.
Correct.
But he said it would be very helpful if I can obtain copies of any and all records related to the case. So I contacted the appropriate department of upstate New York, Washington County, and spoke to someone who, unfortunately, about 5 days later, I had a delivery in the mail of all paperwork, all the paperwork that they had, which I should have sent a copy of.
I think we have what it sounds like you're talking about. Yep.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other questions for the detective?
I assume this is the reason for the denial, unless there was something else. There's nothing else I can speak of, so this the letter doesn't specify the dates or just said convicted felon, but on the phone, Sergeant Blisco said an arrest in upstate New York.
So I'm assuming that's, so that's in response to?
Yeah.
That's the one you arrested?
Correct.
Is that it, sir? For questions for him?
Yes.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for the detective? Attorney Sinetti?
I guess I have to ask the question. So if, assuming this is not a felony conviction and therefore not disqualifying, do you still object to him getting the permit?
Absolutely not.
Okay, thank you.
You beat me to it. I was gonna ask this.
Any other questions? Any other witnesses? Sir, is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
I think it's been said, I don't want to. It's been a long day. I don't want to repeat myself.
Yeah, it's been a long day, but it's probably very uncomfortable for you. And as you've seen throughout the proceedings, when other states are involved, it throws a wrench into our understanding of the law.
That much of
it. Yeah. So, all right. So nothing else to add then? And no other witnesses? Would you like to make a closing statement?
Excuse me, can we just ask one?
Yeah.
Do you have any other criminal arrest history? Any other arrests?
No.
In your entire life?
Nothing.
Okay. That was
I just wanted to ask for clarity. How old were you at the time of the incident?
I was 18 at the time, which in New York State, that was the maximum age allowed for eligibility for the defendant.
And how old are you now?
40, probably 47 next week.
Happy early birthday. Would you like to make a closing statement? Did I ask you that? I think I'm doing myself a lot.
Yeah.
You go. All right. Closing statement. All right. Brief factual, please.
It appears that West Haven denied under the belief that the appellant was a convicted felon for something that occurred in Washington County, New York, back in 1994. The appellant has provided documentation. It appears he was applied for and received the youthful offender program. Looks like he successfully completed that. And maybe it was 1999. I see different dates here. Nope, I'm sorry. It was 94. It was about a 5-year period of probation. And is not a convicted felon.
Comments? By the board.
Much like the other case where the issuing authority at this point realizes they would issue based on these circumstances, I would tend to go with the issuing authority's opinion most times. The other issue thing is if the state's going to run him when he goes down to get his permit, and that's still going to be there, I don't know if that's going to cause a problem. It doesn't say conviction, so maybe not, maybe. So just so you know that when you go to get your real permit, they check you again. Apparently that arrest shows up in Connecticut.
Okay. Any other comments? I'm losing my voice. All right, Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Mr. Gregg.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.